Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen, amen. Greetings in the precious, wonderful, awesome, matchless name of Jesus. You were listening to Take Me to the King. Hallelujah. Take Me to the King by Tamla Mann. That's a beautiful song. And I tell you, if you allow that song to minister to you, it will certainly bless your heart. Sometimes the music is so soothing. The music is I apologize for that. And a little background noise. But anyway, when you can just salivate into the moment and really listen to the words of a song. You know, as I go back in my mind even today, and, you know, you hear some of the R&B songs that you used to boogie to and move to. You know, many times you just move to the beat of that music. You know, that's all it was about, boogieing and, you know, shaking it down and doing your thing. But as you get older and you mature, you begin to hear these songs, and then you begin to hear and not hear, but listen to the message. And that's what it's about. What is the message? It's a message in everything. Amen. So if you just listen to the message that Tamla Mann is saying about, then you'll be able to grasp what she was feeling when God gave her that song. Amen. Now, God may have given her the words to it, but somebody else put the music to it. So, you know, that's what I love about God, because the scripture says two is better than one. So she came up with the words, but someone else wrote the melody. Amen. So I tell you, take me to the King. And as I reflect upon just what she was saying, she was saying she was all churched out, all confused. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you can get churched out. I don't mean churched out with the word of God, but churched out with all of this craziness that we have going on. But I'm not going to dwell on any of that today. I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus today. And that's why we're gathered on this line today. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus. We're here to encourage our heart. We're here to inspire. We're here to enrich and enhance and empower people to pursue their destiny in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. You're listening to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. Amen. We're on the radio, on Blog Talk Radio, Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturdays, we're just so honored to have our friend and our sister in Christ Jesus, Minister Billy Burns, that hosts a segment called They Overcame. And this segment deals with testimony. How many know that we overcome, the Bible says, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony? If you have a powerful testimony, if you have anybody that you know that has a wonderful experience with the Lord, hallelujah, they saw themselves out, but God said, no, you're not out, you're in. Ask them to call in on Saturday morning at 5 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 7 a.m. Central Time, and 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Yes, I know it's early on the West Coast for all you Californians, hallelujah, but for those that are on the East Coast, where Minister Burns lives, she lives in the Carolinas. She lives in North Carolina. So that's 8 in the morning for you. Huh? Hallelujah. You've already had about 6 to 7 hours of sleep. That's all you need anyway. Amen, amen. Many times we're wasting time anyhow. Hallelujah. But if you're doing something as unto the Lord, there's no wasted time in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we invite you to tune in Monday through Saturday, and also on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on the West Coast, we're on for 30 minutes of corporate prayer. Amen. And we get ourselves together. And no one can say that we didn't have prayer, because we come on this line for 30 minutes and we give God, hallelujah, we offer prayer to God. We intercede for others, for our nation, for our children, hallelujah, for our spouses, for our family, for our neighbors and our community, hallelujah, the nation has at large. Amen. So we just thank God for what God is doing in the lives of his people. But this week, hallelujah, this is a special week that we have dedicated and set aside, hallelujah, to offer some intercessory prayer up for our brothers and sisters, hallelujah, and for all those souls that are in the land of the living. We can't offer up intercessory prayer for those that are dead. We can all, God, Jesus only want to deal with the living, and we don't want to separate anybody, because the Bible says all souls belong to the Lord. So whether you saved, unsaved, sanctified, unsanctified, it doesn't matter. Guess what? God reign on the just as well as the unjust. He just gives the just a special grace. He gives the just special favor. But God is a God to everyone. He has no respect of persons. And that's why I love him. That's why I love him. Because when I'm in my weakest moment, hallelujah, folks don't like me. Hey, when they say all kind of damnable things about me, I thank God that God, his observation and his profile and his view of me is not what men have. Aren't you glad about having a God that don't see you like others see you? Hey, glory to God. But the Bible also says good name is rather to be chosen. Amen. So we just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for what he's doing in our lives. And we're honored today to have a special guest. And she's not a special guest. Hallelujah. But she's special to the body of Christ. She's special to the people that come on this line and fellowship with A Time of Reflection and New Destiny Ministry. So she is special. Hallelujah. So at this time, we want to, before we bring up the woman of God, we're talking about the art of intercessory prayer. And I just want to tell you, hallelujah, we thank God for all of your prayers and all of you all that have certainly laid before God for us, and even for the revival on last week. Bishop Lewis just, oh God, he talked about the recaptured glory, the recaptured glory. And I tell you, with the 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1 through 9, how the glory has left the church. Hallelujah, it was awesome, it was awesome. And it's because of your prayers that God was able to get the glory in that revival on last week. But by way of announcements, we just want to let you know that tomorrow and Thursday, we want all of you all to tune in, and we want you to invite somebody. It ain't no fun going places and doing things by yourself all the time. Hallelujah. Sometimes you should want to share this good news with somebody. Tell somebody that needs some encouragement. Tell somebody that needs some changes. Tell somebody that needs a transformation. Tell somebody that needs a transfusion. Hallelujah. To call in and listen for these 2 days of in-depth and intense training, talking about the art of intercessory prayer. And Mother Space is not a novice. She's been doing this for 30, 35 years, more than some of you all are old. Amen. So we want you to invite someone to come on the line. Amen. And we're going to talk about the art of intercessory prayer. Amen. And we're just so honored. I see Mother Space on the line today, and I'm going to ask her to open up with a word of prayer for us on today, and we're going to get... But before she do, I want to give you a praise report. Yesterday, Evangelist Sharon Phillips was rushed to the hospital, Amen. And she texted me and told me she was in the hospital and diagnosed with gallstones. Well, she went through a successful operation, and she's in her room doing good. Hallelujah. I talked with her this morning. So that's a praise report. Hallelujah. How many of those physicians and doctors, they were ordained by God? That don't mean we have to receive sickness and disease, the ailments. We don't have to receive that. But guess what? If it wasn't an order of God, there would be no physicians. Jesus was the great physician. Yeah, so don't let nobody tell you, don't go to the hospital. It's according to your faith. Yeah? Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord today. We see Mother. God bless you, Mother. I see Apostle Johnson. The lines are lit up early. Sister Millie, Sister Donna. I might not get a chance to acknowledge all of you all, but we're going to come back and see if you all have any special prayer requests. Sister Kim, I don't even know that number, one of these 5-10 numbers. Amen. But we see a lot of callers on the line today, and we just thank God for you all tuning in to be with us on this afternoon. Amen. So God bless you, Mother. Thank you. Going to ask Mother to open up with a word of prayer. Amen. And if she wants to, she can give you a little highlight of what these next 2 days will consist of. God bless you, Mother Faith.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I give God honor. Hallelujah for you, Evangelist Bernard. Hallelujah. Faithfulness to the word of the Lord and ministry in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, what Brother Space would say, I tell you, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I give God praise and honor the speaker today. Hallelujah. And I'm honored that the Lord is using us all in such a time as this in the art of intercessory prayer. He's mobilizing and building an army. And you need to invest in it. You need to put stock in it. Hallelujah. We put stock in everything else. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We trust in chariots. Hallelujah. We trust in men. We need to trust in God's prayer mantle, God's prayer anointing in the earth in this last hour. That's what's going to usher in the return of the Lord of King of Kings and the Lord of Glory, that art of intercession. Hallelujah. He's the chief intercessor. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. And he's coming back for a praying church, saints. Oh, yes, he is. Glory to God. He's coming back for a church. Glory to God. There's an intercession. Hallelujah, crying out for righteousness to prevail over our lives. Glory to God. So I'm honored that I would, hallelujah, be a part of this today. Hallelujah, because we're just one regiment of the army. Amen. You got the military. You got the army. You got the military forces, the army, the navy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Marines. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Air Force. Which is one regiment, amen. And the woman of God speaking today, she's on her assignment, amen. We're all been enlisted in this army today. Glory to God. So, Father, we thank you, hallelujah, glory to God, for this anointing that's on this line today. We thank you for New Destiny Ministries, oh God, hallelujah. Time of reflection, God, what an awesome revelation. Just that meaning, a time of reflection, to cause us to reflect and look at our lives and line our lives up to your covenant word of God. Hallelujah. Even in the art of intercession, glory to God, even as called to pray, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek your face and turn from the wicked way. Father, we thank you for the anointed vessel today. We thank you for Prophetess King today. We thank you for her part today, that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon her. Hallelujah, Lord God, God, that you've anointed her. Glory to God to bring the word of the Lord in this hour. Father, I see when she stepped out to obey you, hallelujah, to do what you called her to do, the word of the Lord, hallelujah, doors begin to come open. And we thank you, Father, for that anointing, hallelujah, Luke 4:18 being upon her, God, right now. Glory to God, hallelujah, that in the name of Jesus, that every ear and every eye would receive and see and perceive what the word of the Lord today. We come against Satan. We come against every contrary spirit that would be contrary to the word of God and the woman of God that is speaking today in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Resha, rindererosha, merindere. We cover this meeting today by the power of the blood of the Lamb. This is not your meeting, glory to God. This is the work of the Holy Ghost. And we give you praise for the angels of the Lord that are hearkening right now to the voice of the word that's going to be ministered today. Bless everyone that has come on with a hearing ear. Hallelujah. And a heart that would apply your word today, Father. Glory to God. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that none will go away empty. None, yes, Lord, will go away void in this hour. And we thank you for it, Father, for that anointing resting upon Prophetess King today to give us the word of the Lord of what your spirit is saying, how to pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Look, I know we're going to let her. I got to say this. Listen to me, saints of God. He that have ears to hear, let him hear. But the Spirit of God is saying to the church, hallelujah. We're not here by choice. We've been chosen to do what we're called to do in this hour. We've been sent. We're some of these new leaders, hallelujah, them little widow women, them little mothers, hallelujah, glory to God, that's been in the kitchen praying for years. So receive the anointing, hallelujah. Who was Adrian Bernard, a little faithful woman of God that was faithful. How did nobody know? She got a sister that's been in prison for years and taking care of her children and raising her children, laid down her life to raise her sister's five children. Hallelujah. 20 years she's been in prison. Glory to God. My God, my God. Who is Adrian Bernard? A woman that has paid the price. Hallelujah. Thank you. I just glad to share that. Glory to God. Don't judge on the surface of what you see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you don't know, I always said, the cause of the alabaster. You don't know the cause of the oil that we paid. Hallelujah. Even this woman of God, when I got on her line the other night, Prophetess King, how she had just come from surgery. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, saints, hallelujah, enter in. We may not be the color you like. We may not be the size you like. Hallelujah. You may not like our hair, the way we look. Hallelujah. But we've been chosen and sent by God. Hallelujah. There's an apostolic anointing, a global anointing gathering women of God. Hallelujah. We ain't got to have a title. Hallelujah. Glory. We just need to be obedient to the call of God. Amen. So if you don't like Prophetess King, if you don't like Agent Bernard, if you don't like Mother Spates, don't get on the line. Don't be in the way of the move of the Spirit, because I'm going to tell you about the Holy Ghost. When it comes to salvation, he's merciful. When it comes to salvation, he's a merciful God. But when it comes to his purpose, he'll bulldoze you over and bury you alive. Don't touch something holy that God is doing. I feel glad to share that with you. This is not a competitive way. This is a being spirit-led way. Amen. I don't know who's on the line, and I don't care, but I love you. But don't block. If you don't like Prophetess King, if you don't like Agent Bernard, if you don't like Mother Spades, if you don't like the apostles that you're being around, don't even enter in. Just wait to the point of time your heart can be healed. Because as I said, remember, when it comes to salvation, our God is merciful. But when it comes to purpose, he will bulldoze you over. He'll bury you alive. Do not touch purpose. For this purpose, Jesus Christ was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I love you, saints. Hallelujah. I love you with all my heart. Enter in and receive the word of the Lord from this ministry today and Adrian Bernard's ministry and those that you're coming with. Hallelujah. Together in harmony. Glory to God. And Jesus, I tell you, I got to say, we win. The prayer ministry wins because he's coming back for a praying church and a praying people. You don't have to have a prayer ministry. Just be a praying man and a praying woman. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I turn it into your hands, Adrian, a prophetess. Hallelujah, evangelist. In Jesus' name.
It was God. God. It was God in everything that you spoke. I know it was God. It was spoken on yesterday, and it was spoken on this morning. Hallelujah. Yeah, and that's what we need to do, things of God. We need to be led by the Spirit of God. As I was up praying this morning, God had put something in my spirit, and I had been praying and praying. I said, Lord, when is the time? When is the time? And he said, the time is now. And when God speaks, we got to move. When God speaks, we have to move. And you know when God is speaking, and you know when it's you. Hallelujah. We know when it's us, and we know well when it's God. Because God said, out of the mouth of two or three, every word is established. And I just want to throw this out. I get on almost 2 years. Hallelujah. As I begin to talk with Dr. Singleton on this morning and just begin to set some things in order, he reminded me of some things. And my mind went back to vision. Vision. The Bible said where there's no vision, the people perish. We have to have a vision. And people hate the visionary. They hate the visionary. They don't want no visionary. Because you know what? Folks want to do what they want to do. But God has an order. God has an order. And if you supersede God's order, hallelujah, he'll show up. Hey, glory to God. So as I begin to just do some reflection and even thinking about this title for this broadcast, a time of reflection. And as I began to look, and we were talking about the fivefold ministry. And do you know the fivefold ministry has been evident on this line? What is the fivefold ministry? Prophets, apostles, pastors, teachers, evangelists, doing what? Teaching and preaching this gospel. That's all it's about.
Evangelist. That's order. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. That's order.
That's order. And when I begin to look at that, I say, Lord, you have used all of these vessels to impart a word to the listeners and those that participate and support this radio broadcast. People, it's time for us to put our differences aside. It's time to quit arguing about the Godhead. Souls are dying, and we arguing about some petty stuff. Your dress too short, your dress too long. It don't matter long as you have on a dress, and you're not dressing pertaining to no man. As I read yesterday, and Prophetess King was on the line, she got on a little late, but I read yesterday about Abraham interceding for two wicked cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. Hallelujah. Which one of us would have interceded? Which one of us going to intercede for the wickedness in the land? No, we want somebody to be like us, but God ain't called them to be like you. He said, I'm looking for those that are lost. I'm looking for the sin-sick souls. Many of us on this line, we saved and sanctified. Are we going to go out and do the ministry that God has given us to do? We just sitting around, putting one another down, getting angry, getting jealous, getting stirred up about what God has given to somebody else. And you sitting on your do-nothing too. Hallelujah. But guess what? I don't have time. I'm 58 years old. Whatever I'm going to do for the Lord, I better do it quickly. What? I better do it quickly. I'm not 30 years old in my 30s like Ella Gates and Ella Johnson and faithfulness. Oh, no. The minister faces that I may fit. We are serious about salvation. We are serious about soul. We are serious about kingdom building. We ain't on this line playing. I ain't got time to play. I got two great-grandsons I could play with. One of them don't live here. But, hey, we are serious about the work of the kingdom. Amen. The prophet is king. I tell you, she didn't know how it is. Only like maybe one or two sentences. I had to get back. I said, well, where are you from? I didn't even have none of that. That's humbleness. That's humbleness. And I'm sure she could have given me some certificates or some degrees or all of that, but she's just a simple woman that God has mandated to teach and preach this gospel. Simple. God is a God of simplicity. Simplicity. He's not about all this fluff and stuff. Come on. So we are just honored to have Prophetess King with us today, and I'm going to read these two or three sentences about Prophetess Sharia King. Now that touched my heart there. I said, my God. She didn't even have a ministry down here. Amen. So it says Prophetess Sharia King. She resides in Richmond, Virginia. She is under the Kingdom Collaboration International Ministries. She is married. She is a wife, and she's also a mother of two sons. She was raised up in the church and was chosen by God in her mother's womb. She has been walking in the office. Listen to this. And this struck me right here. She has been walking and working in the office of a prophet for 20 years. She enjoys praise dancing, singing, ministry, and just allow God to use her in whatever manner he so desires. She says she loves God with all of her heart, and she fears the Lord thy God. Amen. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful bio. Short, sweet, anointed, and powerful. I present to some and introduce to others our intercessor for this hour. And that's none other than Prophetess Sharia King. God bless you, Prophetess King.
God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. I thank God. Oh, my God, for this time of being here. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Wow, I give God all the glory and the honor on today for allowing him to use me in the way that he's using me. Yes, I have been walking in the office of a prophetic for 20 years. He started me at my early age. I thought I was going to be just a normal old girl and just hang out in the streets, but no. He had another different thing for me to do. I give God all the glory and the honor for each and every person that is on this line. Oh, my God, I thank you, Mother Spates, for that opening. I thank you, Evangelist Bernard, for just allowing me to be here and to read what you have read about me. I don't hold no certificates. I just hold what God holds for me, and that is the power and authority that he has given me and what he do through me. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, my God. I give God all the glory and the honor for my apostle being here, Apostle Johnson. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. There's a word. There's a word. There's a word. Ah, shiki. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, my God. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, I thank you right now, oh, God, for what you're going to speak through me, oh, God. And let it go through me, in me, and around me, God. Let the word hit one or two or many, oh, God. And let it be something for you, oh, God. Decrease me, oh, God, and increase you right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God. And I bless your name, oh, God, for what you're going to pull out through me right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, when you talk about the out of intercessory prayer, oh, my God, when you were speaking on yesterday, you were saying something about the out of intercessory prayer. God gave me the scripture. He took me to the New Testament, and he started speaking to me about when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he asked that they would pray for him. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I'm on Matthew 26. I'm coming out of verse 36. Then come Jesus with them unto their place called Garden, place called Gethsemane. And he said unto the disciples, sit here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and two of the Zebedees and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then he said unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye and watch with me. And he went with a little, he went a little further, and he fell on his face, and he said, Father, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, as I will, but thou wilt. And he come unto the disciples, and he find them asleep. I shake about you. And he said unto Peter, what could ye not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray with ye watch and pray that ye enter into temptation, spirit indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Ashamandiasuye. Oh my God, my God, my God. When we think about intercession, it is where we are interceding for somebody. And as I read the scripture, he asked the disciples to watch and pray for him. He asked them to stay, not to fall asleep or either not to fall into temptation, but he asked them to pray for him. But I say, when we're interceding for somebody, we should be seeking God when we're interceding for them. We should be seeking the heart of God and asking God, what shall we pray for them? And when shall we pray for them? And what did you want me to pray? My God, my God, my God. I know he didn't give all us the gift of praying like others, but he gave us the words to pray. He gave us a model prayer. It don't nobody know how to pray, but when you think about interceding on somebody's behalf, you have to intercede and not get faint or not get weary or not thinking that you don't have the confidence to pray, not because you don't speak in tongues like somebody else or you can't pray like somebody else, but if you begin to open up your mouth and pray, oh Jesus, and you just don't know what God may do when you're interceding on somebody else's behalf. You just don't know what may happen. You can stop the hand of the enemy when you're praying for somebody else. But I take it back to the scripture when he asked them to pray and to stay and watch for him. Oh, my God, he showed me that we got to begin to learn to intercede for our nation and the people that's around us. We got to begin to intercede on the behalf of others. I say to you, because even down to what happened in Boston one the other day, if we would have been on our post and praying, and we would have been seeking God's face, I tell you right now, things would have changed around, even though it would not have looked like it, because they was ambushed when they were running. They didn't know what was going to happen. But I tell you, when he gets the intercessors and the prayer warriors on the wall like they once was back in the old, things will begin to happen. We will see a change that will happen in the earth. We will see a change that will happen in the nation. We will see a change that will happen in our lives. We will see a change, oh God. We will see a change that will come. I don't know about y'all, but I say prayer is me. Prayer has been me ever since I was a little child. When I came out my mother's womb, my mother is a prayer warrior. I used to hear my mother praying. I still hear her praying sometimes. And I see where she got it from, because her daddy is a prayer warrior. And he prays, I shake it. You can feel the prayer when they begin to pray. And it just runs through my family.
I don't understand why people don't want to intercede for others. We got to get out of our selfishness of what things are doing. We got to get out our will and our way. We got to begin to seek what God wants us to do. We can't worry about what others think. We got to do what God has called us to do and what he's asking us to do in this hour. He's calling us back to prayer unto him. Just as men, just as Mother Spades read it, when he said he will heal the land, he will heal the land if you begin to pray unto him. Jesus. But he asked them, the disciples, to just stay and watch and pray for him. Oh, Jesus. How many of us are interceding on the behalf of others? Especially, oh my God, as I think now, Jesus is still on the right hand of the Father, and he intercedes for us daily on a daily basis, and he does not stop. My God, my God, my God. Oh, my God, when I can't pray for myself sometimes, I feel the Holy Ghost interceding on my behalf. When I just begin to groan and moan, he just begin to intercede on my behalf. Jesus. Oh, we got to get the prayer. We got to get prayer back down in us. Oh, Shamandi, I shoot you. We got to get where God wants us to get, and that is back down on our face. Oh, Jesus, it reminds me when the old mothers was in the church and they used to get between the horns, they used to get between the pews and the altar, and they would begin to pray, and they kept pushing, and they kept tarrying, and they kept going until they saw something happen. Jesus. I seen a slogan where it says push, and when that slogan says it's a push until something happens. Ah, Shemaya. That goes, that's a slogan for the intercessors. That's a slogan for the prayer warriors to begin to push and pray and not stop. He told us in 1 Thessalonians, I don't know the actual scripture, but I know the word. He said, pray without ceasing. How many of us pray without ceasing, or we just, oh, Father, I need this right now, and that's all you can think about. But he said, pray without ceasing. Oh, my God, my God, my God. It just takes me back when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he asked them to pray, but they fell asleep. Oh, my God, but I'm going to tell you, he kept on praying regardless of what they did, because he went back for a second time, and then he began to pray again. And then here comes those, when he got betrayed, they came to get him. But if the disciples was on their watch, he would have never, Jesus, he would have never got ambushed the way he was. But I say to you, the art of intercessory prayer, the power of prayer, if you begin to pray, you will see something happen. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God, when you think about prayer, Jesus, I don't see change even happening without you praying. My God, my God, my God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We got to look at it. We gotta come back to where God is calling us to. We gotta come back and allow him to do what he's doing in us. We gotta come back to prayer. Oh my God, oh my God, my God, my God. We gotta just allow him. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh my God.
Prayer, oh God, we bless you today. Yeah, glory.
Prayer is a weaponry. Prayer is power. When there's power in prayer. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. We got to learn to pray for one another. We just don't understand.
Prayer is the most important force that is known to humanity. Because we have been made partakers in Jesus' victory over sin and death. So that's 1 John 4:4. We have the authority as sons and daughters of God to pray for others, pushing back the darkness of sin and oppression. In prayer, we have the weapon that has divine power to destroy strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10:14. See, this is what I'm saying. You just don't know when the enemy comes in like a flood. God will raise up a standard, but I say to you, you got to begin to pray and allow this standard to be raised up. You got to begin to get on that prayer wall and allow God to just... When he hears your prayer, there is a sound in prayer. I said, he began to give me something on my prayer line. And he said, there's a sound that everybody makes when they begin to open up their mouth and they begin to pray. God said he wants to hear each and every one of their voices when they begin to pray. He said, when I hear their voices, I know my sons and daughters. He said, I will begin to move on their behalf. Oh, my God, my God, he will begin to move when he hears your sound. There is a specific sound that is in prayer. There's a specific sound that we have. He knows his sons and daughters. Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God. The kind of weaponry, the power of prayer is something God invites us to use as we seek not only personal transformation, but the transformation of the world as known. Jesus, oh, Shemaya, that up, oh, shit. An intercessor is one who takes up a burden that goes far beyond his own needs and intentions. Oh, Jesus. So that's telling me right there that we got to get out of self and what we want and how we want it and begin to seek on the behalf of others. That's what Jesus came and did. That's why he died upon the cross for us. He bared our sins. So why we can't bear the sins of others, and why we can't bear the sins of the nation, and why we can't bear the sins of the president, and why we can't bear the sins. Yeah, I know some of us are messed up, and some of us think we're so righteous and we're so holy that we can't do it. But God said, if you do for others, if you be a burden bearer, he will take care of your stuff if you get out of yourself. Jesus, oh God, I feel you. We got to get out of what we want and how we want it. We got to get into intercessory prayer. We got to begin to pray for others. We got to allow God to just use us beyond our capacity. It's not about us anymore. It's about him, and it is about what he wants. My God, Jesus. Oh, we want to run here and here. Oh, pray for me and oh, pray for this. And what about praying for your sister that is in need? What about praying for that drug addict that's on the corner? What about praying for that prostitute that don't know how to pray for herself? What about praying for the kids because they are our next generation? What about praying for somebody else? God. My God, what about just thinking about your neighbor? If you begin to pray, God will open up and tell you what they may need. You don't have to go and ask them. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is say, God, show me.
Glory to God.
Where do you want me to go in prayer? God, show me. He will show you. You don't know he'll show you. So go on over there and take them a cake because they're hungry. They don't have no food. Jesus. Oh, my God. We got to get out of ourselves and what we want.
direction. We got to get where God wants us to get, and that is back down in him on our faces. I don't care if you get sweaty. I don't care if you begin to spit out of your mouth. I don't care if you just feel like you can't tarry no more. Just do what God has asked you to do and go back down in prayer. My God. And it said, and to those that will take that, and to those who will take up the call of intercession, to come and learn in deep ways that the suffering of the present times cannot compare to the joy that will come of God's perfect unfold. Oh, my God. We can have the reward down here. I know we're waiting to get to heaven to get the great reward, but we can have the reward down here if you begin to intercede for somebody else, if you begin to come out of yourself and begin to intercede, ask God to show you where he wants, who he wants you to intercede for. Even if he don't show you, just begin to intercede for the nations, for the world, for Africa, for Israel, for wherever he tells you to pray. They learn to trust in the Lord because they have experience in prayer and the indefinite compassion of God, who God is. Intercessors participate in God's magnificent plan to raise humanity to share in the divine life. Oh, my God, right there. When you're in the seat, it will begin to do something. God will begin to move. He'll come up off the throne, and he'll begin to move. Oh, my God, we will see a total different change in this world. Oh, my God, it said this insight moves them to engage in the spiritual battle against forces that seek to destroy God's plan. Oh, my God, that reminds me when he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities on high places. Huh. There's a lot of us that is wrestling against a lot of things. There's a lot of us that's wrestling against a whole lot of stuff. Distractions, trials and tribulations are coming up against us. But I say to you, if you begin to intercede on the behalf of others, God will send the angels. God will fight on your behalf. If you get out of self and begin to just intercede, and let's take down the kingdom of darkness that is roaming rapid. The enemy is doing what he's called to do. But are we doing what we're called to do? Are we praying? Are we ministering? Are we going out here reaching somebody? Are we going out here seeking for the souls that are lost? Are we going out here doing what God has called us to do? And are we just allowing him to be God in our lives? Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, there was a letter that was in James, and it tells us the prayer of the righteous man has great power in its effects. James 5:16. And there is no one no more righteous than Jesus. The power of intercessory, whoever walked in the earth. My God. Martha, the sister of Lazarus. Here we go. With intercessory. Righteously declared. Lord, if you have been here, my brother would have not died. She was interceding on behalf of her brother, but she needed the great intercessor. She needed Jesus. She needed her brother to arise, and she saw the prayer that was in him. She saw that he could raise the dead. So that he could do the miraculous. She needed him. But she did. She interceded for a while. But she saw that there was a great man that could raise her brother from the dead. My God. And now I know whatever you ask, when he raised, when she just asked him to go to the tomb and pray for her brother, but she was a little weary because he had died, and he had to be buried in the tomb. Oh, my God, but I'm going to tell you, when Jesus got there, they did not know. They stood back. Oh, he said, was Lazarus, come forth, he spoke to the grave, he spoke to whatever, what was going on with Lazarus, he spoke and he heard that word and he came forth, he raised up on him, he left those grave clothes, and he came forth, and the people stood in awe, because could not believe what he did. Oh, my God, Jesus. It reminds me when the man ran to him and he said, my daughter is dying. My God, he said, get everybody out here that has the doubt and the worry, that don't, that have the unbelieving. He told them to move. He told them, he said, he went in there and he shut the door. And all he said was, Talitha Kumi, arise. How many of us has arise? How many of us is like Talitha Kumi, have not arise yet? How many of us is like Lazarus, has not arise? But I tell you that he is a great intercessor. Jesus. There is a great intercessor that would intercede on your behalf. There is a great intercessor that will call that Shemaya, that will bring forth anything that you need. Even now, he gave us the Holy Spirit to intercede for us. Jesus. When you can't make intercession for yourself, I'm telling you right now, my God, don't miss this move. Don't miss what God is doing. Oh, my God, I'm going back to the statement, and it says, and even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give it unto you. John 11:21-22. When you ask him, if you're interceding for somebody else, he'll give it to you. Jesus. Oh, my God, I'm taking you to the letter that's in Hebrew that tells us, because Jesus' priesthood is eternal. He is able to call all times to who draw near to God through him. Since he's always lived to make intercession for them. John 7:25. Oh, my God. So he left us something down here. That is intercession. That is prayer. Oh, my God, that's the art of intercession and prayer, the power of prayer that he's given unto us. Just imagine that right now. Jesus is in heaven interceding for you, as he intercedes for the entire world. He also invites us to join him in his priestly intercession, so that A mighty flood of prayer would ascend to the Father's throne. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I'm telling you, God, my God, Jesus, he's waiting for the sound. He's waiting for your prayer. When I say the sound, that's the prayer of intercession. That's the prayer on high. He's waiting to move above the throne. Because he said, when I hear my sons and daughters and they come together in prayer, or they're just praying, he said, I'll get up and move for you. I'll move on your behalf. But I'm asking you to intercede on the behalf of others and get out of yourself and become a burden bearer. I'm going to tell you right now, that's who I am. I'm weak for I weep for the people. I cry out for the people. It's been many times on my line for the last couple of nights. I've been weeping for the people. Like last night, I began to weep because I saw what God was taking it through, and I saw what God wanted to do in the people. So he laid a weeping spirit on me last night, and I just could not get up out of it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. He gave us the great intercessor to intercede for us. Why we can't intercede on the behalf of others? Oh, my God. God is watching us. He's omnipresent. He's the omnipotent one. He's looking. He's seeing. He's waiting for the sound to hear. Oh, my God. So I asked, I'm going back to my word, I mean to what I wrote. So I asked the Holy Spirit to teach us how to pray in union with the mind of God. I'm going to tell you. He said, you know, you got to take up what Paul said in his word. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know how to pray as we ought to, but the very Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Romans 8:26-27. And above all, you can ask. No, it said, and above all, ask God to give you confidence that he hears your prayers. Yes. And longs to answer the deep needs of those around you. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. That right there, all you got to do is go to Romans 26-27, and he will show, the Spirit will show you how to pray and what to pray for. Oh, my God, my God, my God. We got to really get up out of ourselves. We got to begin to pray for others. We got to really see God on what he wants us to pray. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He gave me several steps. And after I read these several steps, Evangelist Bernard, because I hear my voice just going. But I don't think I'm going to stop, but I know what God is going to do. He gave several steps.
Mm-hmm.
So people can understand when it comes to intercessory prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read. It says, it is the prayer of the righteous that is powerful and effective. James 5:16. Examine your conscience before you pray and repent of any sins or harsh feelings you may have against other people. Wow. How many of us repent before we begin to pray? How many of us examine ourselves? Some of us don't. Some of us just go on and just begin to pray. But we got to begin to examine ourselves. We got to begin to just ask God to just show us what to pray for. And we got to let go of the things that he is doing. We got to let go of the things that we think. We got to just begin to just allow God. The second one is, it says, spend a few minutes in silence to quiet your mind and to come into God's presence. How many of us do that? How many of us take the time, Lord, you know, what do you want me to pray for today? What is your agenda? Who do you want me to pray for?
Hallelujah.
You know, God taught me something. I began to ask him one time before. I seen something with Joyce Myers, and she said, I began to ask God, who can I bless? And I said, God, that sounds real nice. That's awesome. And I was like, okay. So I began to ask God, who can I bless? And oh, my God, when I said that, it like a million folks came up in my mind. He began to show me a lot of people. And even now with intercessory prayer, you can do that. You can ask God, who you want me to pray for today? He'll lay somebody on your heart to pray for them. You ain't got to call them.
You ain't got to text them. You ain't got to email them. You lay somebody on your heart to pray because you don't know what somebody else is going through.
Man.
You don't know what somebody, how somebody day is going.
Yeah.
You just don't know what tragedy, mm-hmm. You can stop tragedy. You can stop if you begin to pray for somebody else. Because I'm telling you, I pray for each and every person that comes on my line. I don't go to bed until late at night sometimes because I'm up to the wee hours in the morning on the prayer line. But when I get off, I'm still up. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, my God. It says, this is the third one. It said, during the time, ask the Lord to give you a sense of things God wants you to pray for. Put your needs aside. Put your own agenda aside. Put your concerns aside and your desires and unite yourself to Jesus' heart.
Oh,
you may want to write down the things that God placed on your heart. Hmm. Right there.
I'm right down. Mm.
My God, my God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. That's where we got to get out of self. That's what I say. We got to get out of self and begin to think about others. We got a dying world out here. People just dropping dead, and
yeah.
People don't understand why. You know, the doctors can say all what they can say, but I'm going to tell you, when you intercede on somebody's behalf, you just don't know. I'm going to give you an example. My grandfather lives in Roswell, New Mexico. They called me and told me what was going on with my grandfather. I didn't ask them no more questions. And I'm going to tell you, all I did was intercede and pray for him. They told me let me back it up. Yes, they did. They told me that he was not moving. He was not getting up out of the bed. And I said, oh, God, that's how I went to him. I said, oh, God, come on, God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, oh, my God. I said, God, right now I need you to heal him. I need you to touch him. I need you to do what you got to do with him. And that's how I begin to intercede on his behalf. I didn't call my aunts. I didn't call nobody. I just begin to intercede on his behalf. And next thing I know, I got a phone. I called them. They didn't call me. I called my aunt and I asked her, I said, how was my grandfather? No. This is a testimony for somebody that needs to hear it.
Mm.
Oh, he was laying in the bed and he was not doing anything. All he was doing is just laying there, he would not eat. I said, how was my grandfather? She said, he up and moving. And I said, woo, Jesus. That's all I said to her. And she said, I know. She said, you were praying for him.
Hallelujah.
I said, yeah. I said, I don't play when it comes to the people of God. I don't play when it comes to my family. I don't play when it comes to somebody. I can see an accident on the road, and I'll pray. I'll be going down the road praying for them people. Lord,
hallelujah.
Let it not be no tragedy, Lord. And I'll just begin to pray, but I'm going to go back to where I'm at. Number four, it said, briefly reflect on what you wrote down. What do you think God is leading you to pray for?
Mm.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. What do you think he wants you to pray when you're interceding for somebody? He's going to tell you. Trust and believe. He's going to tell you. He's going to tell you what to pray for that person. He's going to show you what to pray for that person.
Mm.
Just take minutes and allow him to pour into you because he's going to show you how to pray for that person.
Mm.
Number five, it said, pray for the things on God's heart. Ah, there it go right there. There it go. He said, pray for the things that's on his heart. Not your heart, but his heart. He going to show you what's on his heart and what to pray for. It's not a house nor a car. Sometimes it's praying for deliverance for somebody. It's praying for healing for somebody. It's praying for somebody to get a breakthrough.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Sometimes somebody just needs just a word of encouragement. He may tell you to pray a word of encouragement over what's happening. He may tell you however he wants you to pray.
Mm-hmm.
For those who have no faith, for those who have fallen away from Jesus, for renewal and the unity in the Christian church, for respect of all others, for all that are lost, abandoned, or forgotten church of the world, for those under the power of addiction that is bound by depression, anxiety, bitterness, or prisoners, or servants of men. There are several things right there that you can pray for somebody. And of the course of prayer, for your own intentions and for those that you may love and your loved ones, there are several different things that you can pray for somebody. But if you seek the heart of God, God will show you what to pray for what to pray for people. Number six, as you pray, take the confidence of God and power to overcome any obstacle. Stand firm in the faith and wait to see what God works. Wait to see God's power work. Ooh, Jesus. Oh, my God. I'm going to tell y'all, when I know God moves, I'm going to tell you, I stand in awe. I got a thing where I say, wow. And people understand. People don't know when I say, wow, God is moving. Because he tells us not to stand in awe what he's doing. But I just have those wow moments because I know God is moving on the behalf of others. Number seven, in your prayer journey, I say, let me back that up. Let me back that up. I had a prayer journal ever since I was a little child because this is what number seven is talking about, keeping a prayer journal, what you pray for others. But I'm going to tell you, I used to take down, I used to write my prayer in my prayer journal, and I still do it. I am almost 40 years old, and I still do it. I write my prayers down. And I go back to them after I know God has done what he did. And I still leave it there because that's what I do. I am an intercessor.
Hello,
I am a prayer warrior. I love to pray. Oh, my God. So if you don't want to pray out loud and you want to take a prayer journal, you can use a prayer journal because I'm going to tell you, that's how I was. I used to do it from the age of 6 on up to the age of 19. And I ain't ashamed to say I do it today. That's how he leads me to write in a prayer journal for others. Sometimes when I can't intercede on my behalf or on the behalf of others.
But that's okay.
I say to you,
I called Isaiah to be a king at 8 years old.
Oh my God. Number seven, it says, in your prayer journal, keep a record of what you pray and of the ways God answers those prayers. Thank him, praise him in all the ways that he has worked through your prayers. Woo, Jesus. Jesus promised, if two of you agree on earth about anything, ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven, Matthew 18:10. One of the most powerful ways we can pray as intercessors is together with others. Hallelujah, Jesus. Consider forming an intercessory prayer team. I got that. Oh, my God. I tell you, I love my intercessory prayer team. I love my intercessory prayer team. But I say to you, if you don't know how to pray, find somebody that will pray with you and intercede on the behalf of somebody else. Allow God to just do what he's doing in you. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Jesus, intercessory. I know this is the art of intercessory prayer, but I just gave you the art. You can put it up on the shelf. You can frame it. And you just intercede and allow God to use you. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, the book of Habakkuk gives us a glimpse into the heart of intercessory. There you go right there. You can read Habakkuk, and it will take you into prayer. If you don't know, it will take you into prayer. Allow it to happen. I say to each and every one of you on this line, intercede for somebody. I'm going to tell you, God will move in your situation. He's moving in mine. I'm going to tell you, hey, I stand back and I look, and I just, standing up when people say, oh, you ain't do this is going all around. Yeah, I'm interceding on your behalf, or I'm interceding for somebody. God is working on my behalf. I mean, it may not look like it in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
It may not look like it right now,
mm-hmm.
but I know he's taking care of it behind the scenes, because that's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's my daddy. That's
mm-hmm.
been my daddy from six years old. No, from the foundation of the earth. I thank you, Holy Ghost. Let me take that back. From the foundation of the earth.
Hallelujah.
That's been my daddy. And he's taught me how to pray. My mama may have taught me that nighttime prayer, but I'm going to tell you, all the other prayers I learned on my own. I learned to intercede. I started interceding basically for my family first. When I saw things going on in my family, I began to intercede.
Hallelujah.
For my family first.
Thank
you. But then when he gave me the compassion for everybody else, because I love everybody, I don't care. Children, elderly people, that's my heart. That's the heart that he gave me. So I intercede on anybody's behalf. You can call, you can text me. I am here. I don't mind praying. Oh, my God, my God, my God.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
We thank you,
my God,
for your kindness today.
Yes.
Thank you for your...
Oh, my God. But I say to each and every one of you, I'm not going to... I'm saying this because we got to learn how to pray. We got to learn how to intercede for one another. We got to let God use us in this time and in this hour. He's
mm-hmm.
calling us back down to prayer because he's speaking his word. He wants us to hear what he has to say.
Hallelujah.
He wants us to come back unto him
mm-hmm.
with a heart of repentance.
Hallelujah.
Even prayer. He wants us to come back so he can speak and do what he's got to do in us. He wants to purge us. He wants to break us. But if you ain't interceding, if you ain't praying, if you're not listening, then it's not going to happen. But I say to each and every one of you that's on this line, allow God to do it. Don't stop. Intercede for somebody. And watch how he moves in your situation.
Thank you.
I love you all. It's back in your hands, Evangelist Bernard, or either Mother Space. I love you all. Evangelist, it's up to you. I'm still here. If those
Thank
that need prayer, I'm here. If those that need prayer for salvation or whatever it may be, I'm here. It's back in your hands, Evangelist. I love you, and I thank you. I thank you. I thank you.
Amen, amen. We just thank God for that awesome word on intercessory prayer. Truly, we thank God for Prophetess King, and I didn't know you was as young as you are, but to be
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Of a prophet and ain't even 40 years old. That
mm-hmm.
in itself let me to know somebody been praying for you.
Yes.
Your name, Jesus.
My mother has been praying, and my family has been praying for me. I'm going to tell you, because I'm not perfect. I've done some things. I could have been dead. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you this testimony, and I'm going to stop again. I'm going to tell you, I had a car accident in 2007. And I didn't know. I was praying with my friend on the line. I was praying with my friend on the phone. And we was praying because of what was going on with her.
Mm-hmm.
And all I know, I hit a guardrail. I didn't even know I hit the guardrail.
Mm-hmm.
I took my son to school. And I got in prayer so heavy that the power of God had just took over.
Mm-hmm.
And all I remember, I was driving down the road. Next thing I know, I was sitting in this lady's truck waiting for the ambulance to come get me. I asked her, what happened? She said, you went in the guardrail. I looked in my car. All I can do was cry. I'm going to tell you, there was an angel standing on the side of the road
God will not let me die on that day, because I'm going to tell you, I had blows to my head that just right there with a nerve, and I could have been dead.
My God.
But God said, no, you shall live and not die. You will declare my works. Huh?
Mm.
It's not going to happen. The enemy wants to swift you like we, but I said no. Somebody was interceding on my behalf as I was interceding on somebody else's behalf. Jesus.
Wow, Jesus, Lord have mercy. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you today, God.
Yes, God. Yes, you may out of the boat see ya. We out of the boat, so yes, you can get in the boat.
Bless your name, Jesus. Well, we thank you. Your work was not done. Ah, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Done. Hey, God. Well, he spared your life. Hey.
Yes.
Because of that, you got to keep on interceding. Hallelujah. You got to keep on praying. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Keep on believing for the needs of others. Amen.
Yes.
That's a great, great, that's a gift. You know, we ask God about spiritual gifts, but that is a gift. You know, interceding, that's a gift of that requires sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And many of us not willing to sacrifice sleep. We're not willing to sacrifice any time to labor and travail before God on behalf of others. God bless you. We thank you, Sister.
God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We still have about 18 callers on the line, and we just want to bless the Lord for each and every one of you. Today we're going to do something a little bit different. I want to, because we want to close, before the end of this week, I want to hear from those that are really seeking God for some miracles, and I want to hear from those that would like a prayer to be offered up for someone else. Just don't, you know, just don't make no request just for yourself. But think about somebody else. Think about a friend, a family member, a neighbor, a relative, a coworker that you know needs somebody to intercede for them. So I see several new callers. Numbers on the line that I'm not familiar with, and I'm going to go to those numbers first before I get to the other callers that call in regularly. So I'm going to area code 209 right here in my area code, and this caller was on yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to acknowledge them before they exit the line. So today we're going to go to this call area 209. The last four of your numbers, 0551. Can you greet us, caller? Area code 209. The last four of your number is 0551. Can you acknowledge? Can you greet us? Okay, if you choose not to say nothing, God bless you. We thank you for tuning in on the broadcast on today. Amen. God bless you. Area code 510. The last four of your number is 2964. This number look familiar, but I'm not sure. Can you greet us? Or if you would have, if you have a prayer request or prayer need, you can do so at this time. Make it known. Amen. That's area code 510. Last four of your numbers, 2964.
You said
amen. Well, let's go to area code 631. And the last four of your numbers, 0142. Meet us. And if there's any prayer requests, can you make it known at this time?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Who am I speaking with?
Evangelist Barbara Anderson. How are you?
Evangelist Barbara Anderson?
Yes.
God bless you, Evangelist Anderson. What area
are you
calling from?
Coppay, Long Island, New York.
Long Island, New York. Amen. How did you hear about the broadcast?
My friend said she would be speaking on today. I got a little text from her, Prophetess King.
Amen, amen. Well, God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. Oh, my God. That's a prayer warrior, y'all. Oh,
okay.
Jesus.
All right, Evangelist Anderson, is it any prayer requests or anything special that you would like to say to the audience on today?
Oh, no, I just really enjoyed the broadcast, and it's very true about prayer. I know one thing that I hear. I heard one time, the first time I heard it was John Hagee's wife spoke on Mother's Day, and she said, much prayer, much power, little prayer, less power. You know, and it is so true. We have to stay prayed up. But I love to pray. I guess that's why God gave me the gift that He I am a prayer warrior. I love to slay demons. I look for him sometimes. I look for him where you at.
I
look for him.
slay the demons. All right. I love that.
Yes. I never thought I would, because when I first started, and like everybody else, I was, you know, I was a baby in Christ, and I thought people would laugh at me, and I said I look stupid, and God didn't hear my prayer. But it's not what you say, it's the heart. And God, He moves on that, you know. And you don't pray because to be seen, like the Pharisee. You pray to move things, like the Prophetess King was talking about what happened in Boston. It was a tragedy, but, you know, I stare and watch. I love what she talked about, the vision, and make it plain. I tell you, God has given me so many visions. I thank God that He had raised me up as a time as this. I love that quote right there with Esther. He has raised me up. Everybody's supposed to be in their rightful place in what year, what session, what season. You know what your title is. You don't pick your title. You don't pick your call. God picks it because He made you, and He puts what's in you, and, you know, and He brings it up. You have to let the Holy Spirit move in your life, you know, and you have to stand still and wait on God. You know, you don't move without Him. And I just truly thank God, and I love what everything was said about on today. And you just pray my strength in the Lord. Just when you pray all the time, Satan tries to close your mouth, you know, and that's my problem too. I used to be quiet, and but now I don't, because our mouth is our weapon.
All right, all right.
And our weapon of warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God from the pulling down of strongholds. And I love to pull down strongholds. So sometimes I need somebody to help me pull mine down.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much, though. God bless.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't make this your last time. God bless you. Amen.
Right.
We're going to area code 804, and that's out of Virginia, the same area code with Prophetess King. The last four of your number is 6047. Can you greet us?
Praise the Hi, everybody.
Bless the Lord. Who am I speaking with?
Evangelist Barbara Petit.
Barbara Petit?
Amen.
Okay. Oh, God bless you, Evangelist Petit.
God bless. Amen. I enjoyed the show, and I tell you, it was a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And I had wrote out my prayer for years, and I just stopped writing a few years ago. But God had answered some of my prayer, and right now your prayer, your vision do work. You can go back and see what God had done and check it out. Because I know from very young, from the age of 20, I wrote down a prayer, and I put it in my Bible. And next day, God answered my prayer. I got a job, had no experience, didn't know nothing about typesetting.
Come on.
And they called me, and I went in there, I learned, and I got in a training, more people coming in.
Mm.
But God can do it, you might not can do it, but God can do it. Just keep it praying, friend. You know, just wait on him. We can't move without God.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I just thank for Father King texting me, asking me to come online because she was speaking today.
Yeah.
And like I said, she's my friend. She's my sister. And I'm glad to be more saints. Yes, I'm going to be more people through her.
All right.
And I just like the family of Christ. The family of Christ is a blessing to me. I don't
Amen.
Talk that much, but God going to bring me on out.
All right. I like that. God will
Amen.
Bring you up.
Amen.
Thank you
Amen.
For joining us today, Evangelist Petit. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. We're going to Apostle Johnson, then we're going to Mother Spates, and then we're going to Evangelist Doris, and then I see Evangelist Brusilla on the line, and then we'll get to the other callers. We still have about 16 callers, so God bless you. Amen. Apostle Johnson, I'm not going to let you wait till the last one today. I'm going to call you early. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Truly grace and peace to all. Certainly it's a blessing and an honor to hear what is coming out of the loins of Prophetess King. Certainly this is something that has been there long awaiting for God to continue to launch her in this hour. And it's just a blessing to hear what he has to say through her. And I think you did a wonderful job today in the
Amen.
Word of God. It was food. To our soul, it was something that to strengthen, and I just encourage you to continue to do everything that God has charged you to do, for this is the hour he's going to raise you up and do greater things in your life. I give honor to you, Evangelist Bernard, for giving her the opportunity and seeing what God is doing in her life and God speaking it in your spirit to be led to allow her to come on and speak. And I thank God for you and Evangelist Williams, and also Mother Spinks for being support of people and what you guys do. It's not an easy task, but we honor God. So I thank God for what he's doing in your life, Prophetess King, and I just continue to know that I'm in your corner. I've got your back. I'm going to continue to cover you and uplift you, and just know that we love you. God bless you.
God bless you,
Amen, amen. Well, we're moving on. We certainly want you all to continue, but before you all drop off the line, certainly we want to give space to Mother Spates, and she will be teaching intensely for 2 days on tomorrow and Thursday. So I'm asking you all, I'm making a petition and a request for you all to invite somebody on the line, anybody that is new in the Lord, anybody that's seeking out to learn how to intercede and pray. You don't want to miss these 2 days of training. Amen. And I count it a privilege and an honor. I really thank God for these vessels that the Lord blessed to come on here and minister. We don't have an honorarium to bestow upon them, but God say he is a diligent rewarder. So, you know, when they make sacrifices to come on this line, they're not just doing it because they don't have anything else to do. Most of the women and men that come on these lines have ministries, and I don't mean no, they're not novices. They have ministries, and many of them have been working in the vineyard for years. Amen. Building up the body of Christ. So it's a sacrifice. So they don't come on this line because they don't have anything to do. So we want you all to invite. Go, those of you that are our friends on Facebook, you'll see the flyer, Faithful Space. We just giving a shout out to her, and I want you all to support this young woman. And those of you that have ministries, I'm telling you, you're trying to brand your ministry. See, you got to look like something before folks will respect you. I'm just telling you what God loves. God is a God of excellence. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't have nowhere to lay his head, but we knew he was the King of Kings. All he had to do was speak. He wasn't interested in these outward things. But guess what? If you're going to do ministry, you have to do it. You have to have a spirit of excellence when you do things as unto the Lord. If you have ministries, please, please, brand
ministry. Don't go to revivals. Don't go any place and have to give people your telephone number on a napkin. That is so uncouth. And I'm just serious. I'm just saying, if I'm going to a mega ministry, I don't expect T.D. Jakes to write his number down. He ain't going to give me his number anyway, but I don't expect him to give me a napkin with his telephone number and his information on it. Come on, people. We have to work on discipline and order. And we're talking about the order of intercessory prayer. There's an art to it. There's a discipline. There's an order. Hallelujah. So if you all are trying to build your ministry, you need logos, you need business cards, you need letterheads, oh, you need flyers to promote what God is doing, not what you are doing, what God is doing. I recommend Faithful Space. She has been a blessing in my life. Amen. And to the other ministries that God has blessed her to work with. And I'm not just saying it to pump up Mother States are faithful, but guess what? We are to support one another. We are to love one another. We shouldn't have to go out to businesses. We should support our own. Amen? Amen. So hold on. I'm going to Mother Space. Mother Space is going to be with us 2 days, and that is tomorrow. Y'all, I'm sitting in somebody else's home, and I got another signifier in the back of me. Okay, you know they know how I get to talking, and it is. You know I'm the host of this broadcast, so I get the most minutes. Glory to God. No, I'm just kidding with you all.
No,
but I will try.
No, that's true. That's true.
Mother said that's the truth, but we try to delegate the majority of this time to the speaker because I believe the saints of God need to be taught.
Amen.
And we need to be equipped. Now, I don't have the best diction, and you know I have an accent because I'm from the South. I'm from Louisiana. I'm a Southern girl like Frankie Beverly sings. Southern girl. That's who I am. So I don't try to mimic and try to imitate somebody else. I'm imitating Jesus. That's what I do. That's what I do, Mother Space. So I just want you, I want to get that announcement in because sometimes all off the line and they don't hear the announcement. Also, one more announcement. I sent out a text to the fivefold ministry. That's the apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. And we're going to be doing, and this is what God has given me to do, not nobody else. He's given me to do. We're going to be hosting some citywide revivals starting in September. And the first area for that citywide crusade is in the Carolinas. And we're looking at Raleigh, North Carolina. So I want you to not save the dates. I want you to lock in the dates. So when you lock in the dates, they're locked in. And you know you have those dates designated for this particular event. And that is September 5th through the 7th. That's the week following Labor Day. And that, I'm working on that diligently. I have about 5 months. And believe me, God is going to bless. So those of you that receive the text, don't ignore it. If when God is doing something, you want to be a part of anything that God is doing because God is going to get the glory, not Sister Benoit. God is going to get the glory. And you don't know. When these crusades come to your city, if you have a calling on your life to pastor, this is a door that God is opening it for you to start your ministry, launch your ministry. Amen? So I'm not trying to launch a ministry in North Carolina. I've already launched mine. But these will be citywide crusades as God give us direction on where to host these crusades. So I'm looking for you all come on the line to be a part of this wonderful vision that God is going to bless us to initiate. Amen. To launch. Amen. Bless you.
Amen. Amen. I got my text. Hallelujah.
All right. I got hers.
I know the rest of you all got. Now, I'm going to send some texts out to those of you that's not in the fivefold ministry because you all are sisters and our brothers. Amen. So everybody will get one, so don't feel left out. Okay, especially those in the Carolinas, you all are going to be the host of this event. So you don't want to be a host of something and then you're not a part of it. That would be silly for me to host this broadcast and I'm never on. Mother faith.
And coming into any territory, she's coming in to do good and not bad.
Say
so
that,
get
Mother.
Behind. Hallelujah, because our apostle also is coming in doing the same. So we're coming into territories, not
right.
to take from, but to add to.
Come on, Mother.
To be a strength, that's all, to be a strength. What
yeah.
is it to fear? What are you afraid of?
Mm.
The same God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
Your
mortal body as well as my mortal body.
Ah.
Hallelujah. We got to start thinking unity, kingdom. Hallelujah.
Oh.
Oneness, one heart. A house divided cannot stand. We don't allow this adversary. Hallelujah. In the work of our flesh and insecurities. This is why we're preaching and teaching in prayer. Let me tell you also about prayer. There's a rim of prayer. I call it a cleansing rim. Did you hit that rim? Hallelujah. And everything in you will be revealed. And you have to lay it on the altar. Oh, God. The old folk used to say your rope like okra. Foam.
Uh-huh.
And you get the toilet paper and your Kleenex. And you get the gag. And how to kishe bado kunda. You can't stop crying. You're hitting a rim. Hallelujah. But that word is now cleansing you. It ain't just looking at somebody else, but it's judging you now. The word is a discerner of the very intents of your heart. Don't run from God. Run into the name of the Lord as a strong tower. All he's offering is healing and deliverance. He wants to bless you more than you want to be blessed. And let me share this, and I'm going to get off because I want two people. I got two names that I want y'all to pray for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. He already knows what's in you. Ain't no need of you trying to be. If the Holy Ghost is in you, he in you. Spirit of truth is there. You ain't hide nothing. Hallelujah. Just be real with him. Glory to God. He know every thought. He said, I know your thoughts are far off.
Yes.
So that means that if that thought is way across the road, or old folks say down yonder over there. Hallelujah. He know that thought before it gets to you if you're going to entertain it. Be real with him. Be real with him, because he show real with you. Be real with him. You ain't hiding anything. Hallelujah. Let the blood go to the place that hurts the most. Let the blood go down to the place that hurts the most. Let the blood cleanse it. Let the forgiveness blood forgive you. Let he forgive you. Accept the forgiveness. Glory to God. It's not as hard as you think it is. It's according to whosoever will.
Whosoever will, Mother.
How willing are you? How bad do you want it?
How bad do you want it?
I got tired of being in bondage. I got tired of me being myself in bondage.
Yes, Lord.
Me. The way I was thinking, my issues was putting me in bondage. Glory to God. But I do have two people that I want to pray for. One is there's assignments and intercession, and there's a young man named Lonnie Savaz. Hallelujah. I saw his name just came before me. Hallelujah. God loves this man. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He walked with God at one time. Very powerful man.
Mm-hmm.
God put him in my life to pray for him, to intercede for somebody. There was an assignment that this woman of God is talking real talk.
Yeah.
Pray for somebody. And then
Hallelujah.
My daughter Hannah, her ex-husband rather, is really acting unseemly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we need intercession. He's a soul, too. Yes, he is. He's a soul. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Much as I like to whip his behind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But
that's
he's a soul.
Real.
That's
real.
A soul. That's right. That's right. That's right. I like to take my tongue that I know I can pray and skin him alive.
Thank you, Lord.
But I know he's saved.
Amen.
I did lead him to the Lord and get him filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Glory to God. And he's a soul. And I love him. And God needs to intervene. Hallelujah. I don't think they'll get back together, but that's between them and God. But right now, hallelujah, just we need intercession for him.
Amen.
So his name is Henry Jones.
We're going to do that, Mother.
And,
get off this line. God bless you. We certainly will.
Amen. And Larry.
And for the rest of this week as we go forward with this art of intercessory prayer. Amen. We're going to go to, who did I say next? Evangelist Doris, Evangelist Cummins, and Evangelist Brucella. Evangelist Doris, God bless you. Evangelist Doris, Evangelist Cummins.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hello. Yes, who's talking?
I can praise God for today. I've been very busy, haven't been tuning in, or I tune in and then I drop off. But I want to thank and praise God for today on prayer. And I want to, I have two names I want to lift up. My son David and my brother-in-law, well, three, and my sister Barbara and my brother-in-law, Clyde Ivy. But I want to say this here. I was on my knees about a week ago, and I was at noonday prayer, and I was face down on the floor at the altar praying. And I began to speak in tongues, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon me, and he told me, he said, that there's nothing too hard for God concerning your son. And so by accident, no doubt, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, no doubt it was her number got mixed up with my number, and it was Prophetess Barbara Peel.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me, my time is like 5:30, it was 5:30 in the morning, her time is 8:30 in the morning. She said, well, it's no mere accident. This woman of God began to pray for me.
All right.
And I'm telling you, she
my
prayed
friend.
For me. She said that the Lord gave her. Now, mind you, she said the Lord gave her. There's nothing too hard for God concerning your son.
All right.
So I said, Lord, I know that I have gifts, but this woman is a woman of God because God gave me that. And he came around and gave me confirmation. So I want to praise God for that woman of God. And she prayed with me, and we prayed, and we talked about prayer and the goodness of God. But today was very special concerning prayer. And one thing I want to say concerning prayer, sometimes I pray, and I pray the same prayer over and over and over again. But the woman of God began to tell me, and I began to tell others, that when you pray, start thanking God for the things that you prayed for. Because if you're saying the same thing over and over again, then you never left it at the altar for God to do something with it.
Amen,
so,
amen. Well, we thank you, Evangelist Cummins. We're going to, we got David, Barbara, and Elder Clyde Ivy on the list. So we're going to continue. We still got a lot of callers on the line,
right.
So please be mindful of the other
all
callers.
Right.
God bless you, Evangelist Cummins.
God
love
bless
you much. Evangelist Brucella, God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. So very
Amen.
Glad to hear you once again. And to the prophetess, our own prophetess, King, God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, Mother.
Oh, my God. And you say that very well. I immensely enjoy that word. And Timothy, I recall Timothy saying the same thing. He was exhorting us to intercessory in prayer and with thanksgiving that the world may be saved. That's what he said, and to come into the knowledge. And you made that possible today, coming through with that word the way you did. I just enjoyed you so much. And I want to thank you, Evangelist Bernard, once again, to hearing from you and allowing me this space. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. God bless
you. God bless you.
Evangelist Doris, your line is open. Are you available?
Yes.
Amen.
How are you?
Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. I was so blessed by the word. It's just awesome. That's exactly my dream, my desire in my heart. I always pray to God. I have this compassion for people. So I know my ministry, and I agree with you, I got to get branded because I know God has a plan for my life. I love to inspire and empower people. I love to pray for people. And I really have started experiencing. That's why I love the message today. Because I have been going out of my way and praying for people, more people are calling me for prayers. And sometimes I'm just in awe. I say, wow, God, me? You know, and I go to people's home and I pray for them. And God has been giving me dreams about these people. You know, I had a real dream about one of the ladies I went to pray for. Something was about to happen in her family, and I called her. And she was like, oh, my God, this just happened, and all that kind of stuff. So I know to intercede for others is just incredible. It's an awesome thing. And I believe as you are praying for others, you are stepping out of your own self, and you are believing God that he's supreme. So you are, it's big ministry, praying for people and just calling people and getting together and praying. It's just amazing. I'm really blessed today, and I know I'm going to go forward. It's important to have intercessors too, because when you are praying, you don't know some of the demons that are operating in other people's lives too. So you need intercessors. So I also recognize that too. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Evangelist Bernard.
Give me that information that you requested. You need to get that to me, Evangelist. So God,
Evangelist Bernard.
Last code number 3486. Erico 910.
Hello, this is Minister Sherry.
Bless you,
Minister Sherry Jakes.
Minister Sherry, God bless you. God bless you, Minister Sherry.
Thank you.
Did you have any prayer requests?
I would like a prayer request on my family. We just lost my cousin on yesterday. Well, last night he was shot and killed last night. And I'm just asking for a prayer for the Jake family.
For the Jake family?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, we certainly will lift up that family in prayer to see Minister Sherry. God bless you. We're going to be praying this week. What is the family name, the Jake?
Yes, ma'am.
Lift that prayer, family up in prayer. God bless you.
Thank you.
Tuning in. This is not the first time tuning in to the broadcast. We definitely will be praying for you. God bless you. We look at that area code again, 209. The last four of your number again is 0551. We tried to acknowledge you early. If you're back on the line, you're welcome to give a prayer request or greet us and let us know who you are. If not, we're going to Minister Mims. Amen. Minister Mims.
Praise the Lord. God bless. I thank God for today. I give honor to God and give honor to Prophetess King, to Evangelist Bernard, to everyone on the line. I don't know everyone that's there, but I give honor to you for your respectful places. I thank God for this word. I thank God because the word is so true. I thank God it was a blessing to my spirit, a blessing to my soul. I do have a prayer request for my friend Tina and my sister Tamira, and I just ask that everybody pray for them, you know, that God will open up their eyes and lead them where he desires for them to be, and that they, you know, give their life unto him.
Okay.
And also the prayer request for the city of Trenton, New Jersey, because it's like gunfire. It's just like rampant.
Say that again, Minister Mims. I missed some of the city of who?
For Tamira. In the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
City of Trenton, New Jersey, and Sister Tamal.
Yes, ma'am, and Tina.
And Tina. Okay. All right, we're writing these prayer requests down, so we thank God for you. We're going to go to Sister Kim now. We still have about three more callers. Sister Kim, God bless you. Thank you, Minister Ma'am.
God bless you. God bless you, Prophet King, and everyone that's on the line. I just thank God because that's just confirmation of what I have been dealing with and going with. And I just thank God for the word today.
Amen, amen. You have any prayer, special prayer requests?
Just that God will use more of me and less of myself. Give them more of him and less of me.
More of God and less of you. Amen. I thank you. Thank you, then, Sister Kim. I thank God for everyone for tuning in today. I think I've gotten everybody. Let me go to my sister, Dawn. God bless you, Dawn. Dawn? She may be working, can't say anything, but I'm going to make a prayer request for my sister to ask her for prayer for her son, Jarvis. I also want Prophet King to go forth, and I want prayer for my sister Danielle and also my son Jamal. And I do have our sister Corinthian here with us, Sister Corinthian Jones, and we want to give her a space to say something also and make any prayer request she may have. God bless you, sister. First, giving us to God through all whom honors me, I so greatly appreciate God for being with us today. I thank God for prayer. I thank God because prayer goes places that we can't go and reaches heights that we don't even see. And I appreciate God for that. I thank and appreciate God for intercessory prayer. I just want to tell a little, quick little short testimony. I can remember when I was a 9-year-old girl, I got baptized in Jesus' name when I was 9. I was filled with the Holy Ghost when I was 9. And I can remember when I was 11 years old, my grandmother, she took me to a place, to this house with her, and she said, that she told me, she said, come on, granddaughter, we're going to prayer. So I thought we were going to prayer, not even knowing that she was taking me to a witch doctor. But when I got to this house, it was really dark and black, and it was burning lots of candles. And at the time, I didn't understand what was going on, but she told me we were going to prayer. So when we got there, I got on my knees in this place, this living room where she took us to. I got on my knees, and I began to pray. And I prayed so to the anointing of God came in so richly, and it disturbed the spirits of what was going on. It disturbed whatever they thought they was going to do. They couldn't do it that day because of that intercessory prayer that God used me as a little girl. I'm almost 40 years old now, and I'm still praying. I'm still interceding for folks, and I thank and appreciate God for prayer. I'm just a firm believer of prayer, and I have a prayer request today. I've been praying and setting the gap for my husband that God would deliver him, And I need prayer for myself also at the same time that God would just keep me humble. You keep me with the spirit of humility, that no corrupt communication will proceed out of my mouth, but that we just give it and they edify and minister grace into the ears. And I thank and appreciate God for you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. We're going to go back to our speaker today, the intercessor. That's none other than Prophet Sharia King. And I don't know if you've been writing anything down with these prayer requests, Prophet King, but before we get off this line, we definitely want to offer prayer. We're going to keep this list, and it's going to grow until the end of the week. And we don't know what God is going to speak on next week, so we're going back to our intercessor and our speaker for the evening, Prophet King. God bless you, Prophet King.
God bless you, Evangelist. I heard everybody's prayer request, and as you was submitting the prayer request, I was praying. I didn't pray out loud, but I'm going to tell you how God gave it to me. He said he got it. That's exactly what he said. Every prayer request that has been laid out before him, God said he got it. Even down to the woman that was speaking about how she's praying for people and people are calling her, I want to say to you, woman of God, God said it, you are an intercessor. You are a prayer warrior. I don't know whether he's giving you the commission to go on and open and do start a prayer line, but God said get ready for where he's taking you to in prayer. There's many people that's going to come to you that's going to ask you for prayer, and you're going to begin to pray even the more. God said continue to seek his face, and he's going to show you exactly what to pray, even down to the last moment that was on the line. I don't know y'all by name, but I know y'all by the Spirit. God said it is so. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. You see your praying now, you're going to be praying even more. Seek his face. He's going to show you some things. He's going to show you some things. Jesus. He's going to show you some things. But every prayer request, Every prayer request, I say to each and every person, even those that didn't have one, I listen. But God said, for the ones that did have a prayer request, he got it. Mother's face, he said, even down to that son-in-law, he said he's changing things. He's changing things for your son, your son-in-law, and your daughter. He's changing things. But I leave this with each and every one of you. Have the faith to know that God is doing it. Don't stop believing, because I'm going to tell you, don't look at your circumstances. Your circumstances will get you messed up. But God is changing things. He heard your prayer. Trust me.
You don't have to put on every braid. Just throw it in.
He heard your prayer.
You can
and he's answering them one by one.
We want to also remember Sister Ruby's grandson, Michael. He has cancer. We want you to call this young man's name out every day this week. And we also want to remember her son-in-law, Thomas. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you all to remember, we ask for everyone that can and will to fast tonight. At midnight, 12 midnight until 4 o'clock tomorrow evening. We want to be in unison with one another. And all of these prayer requests that we've heard on today, if you can remember those names and those special prayer requests, as you're fasting, don't drink, don't eat. If you're on medication, do what you have to do. For those that can make the sacrifice, this is not a 24-hour fast. This is only 16 hours. This is one of my normal fast days, and I want you all to be in agreement with one another. And we're going to fast from 12 midnight until 4 o'clock tomorrow. 4 o'clock tomorrow, my time in California, will be 6 Central and 7 Eastern time. Make a sacrifice in all of these prayer requests. Mother, Space Daughter, hallelujah, Lonnie Sabath, Evangelist Cummings' son, David, my son, Jamar, my sister, Danielle. I'm looking for breakthrough. I'm looking for the prison doors to open for Danielle. Amen. Barbara Ivy, Clyde Ivy, Sister Sherry, who lost her cousin, the Gibbs family. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Tamira and Sister Tina, even Sister Kim, she want more of God and less of her. Remember again Anthony Jones and Corinthian Jones and that family. Remember Prophetess Harrison. She's going to be celebrating and renewing her vows this weekend. She's a woman of much prayer. She's a woman that intercedes for others. Remember our leader, remember Apostle Johnson on this fast. So tonight, as we go on this fast, and if you're on a prayer line, if you get on one on in the morning, remember these names. Call them out. Remember my grandchildren. Darielle and Teddyelle and Nino and Rayelle. Remember my mother, Barbara. Hallelujah. I'm asking the Lord. Remember Bishop Leo Lewis. Remember Bishop Stallworth Jr., Sister Nellie Stallworth. Hallelujah. Remember these people in your prayer. Dr. Audie Walker today. Pastor Caridia Singleton. If you're God, that's why it's good to always have a notepad and a ink pen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. We're going to ask Apostle Johnson to close us out with some prayer. Hallelujah. Just say a blessing over the woman of God that has spoken on today. Amen. Apostle Johnson.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Most gracious and wise God, Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for this new destiny ministry, God. We thank you, God, for evangelist Adrienne Bernard. We thank you, God, for what you put in her life, God. We ask you, God, to expand new destiny, enlarge her territory, her coast, God. God, we just praise you, God, for everything you're doing in her life. Father, cover her family this day, oh God. Father, for you to say her grandchildren, oh God, God, her family members, oh God. Father, you do it this day, God. God, you open up doors, God, that no man can close, God. Close doors that need to be closed on today, God. Father, we trust you and we believe you, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we call against cancer. I curse cancer at the root. I send it back to the pit of hell from which it came. I speak against cancer right now. Cancer must die. It must dry up. It must go free and go back to the pits of hell from which it came. The assignment has been canceled. That young man shall live and not die and declare the words of God. He shall be raised as the city will become. Cancer, you must go. You must flee. You must die at the very root of the Messiah. God, we speak, God, your healing mercy to be released, oh God. Father, now, but the God, go all the way to Trenton, New Jersey, God. Father, God, those that are in Trenton, God, that are in need of prayer. Father, I can't remember the bill set of the family. God, touch their lives, God. Heal them, cover them, God. Give them strength, God. Bless their finances, God. Give them a mind to worship and praise, God. To magnify you, to glorify you, God. Oh, God, we love you today, God. We glorify you, God. We praise you, oh, God. Father, now, God, God, touch the Jakes family. God, go in, God, rectify the situation, God.
Yes, God.
Know, God, that there's victory on the other side. Father, let them know, God, you're working it out. Let them know you're sending their family. But God, you're setting a time to live and a time to die. Father, you said, Lord, give it, and the Lord take it away. Bless it in the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you now. Send the spirit of comfort to comfort family now. God, stay free during this time. Father, we just love you and we praise you, God. God, that you're doing it. God, that you're moving, God, by your power and your spirit, God. Father, I thank you now, God, for mother's strength. I thank you for her life, God. I thank you for her health and her strength. God, you cover her, God, for the great ministry that she has. Father, we thank you for Prayer Mountain International Ministry. God, we thank you, God, that you're taking it to the nation, to the world, oh, God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing, God. Equip her, oh, God. Father, now in the name of Jesus, God. God, we declare and decree, God, that Hannah's life be made whole. That nothing shall stop her destiny. Nothing shall block her. Nothing shall block the vision that you've given her, oh, God. Father, you watch over Hannah. Father, your hand of mercy be around her, God. God, your hand of protection, God. God, let her walk through doors, God. Out of my sight. Let the enemy fall. Let God arise and let the enemy be scattered. Whatever's going on around him, Father, if it's not like you, God, God, you scatter it. You scatter it. You let it fall, oh God. Let it drop to the ground. Let it dry up this day. Oh, my side. Except I don't see it. Father, I pray now for strength to Hannah's life. Oh, my God, see it. Father, I command in Jesus' name that the peace of God come around up on that side. God, that you go in, God, that you touch your mind, God. Let her know that it is well, it is well, it is well, it is well in my soul. I'm not see. Father, God, you do this day, God. Father, you do this, Father. You relieve the burden. Take the burden off so mother won't have to worry. Mother won't have to fret, God, in this season. Father, she knows, God, you're going to move, God, but we need it right now, move, God. Move for Hannah right now, God. Up on that side. Father, we thank you for Lonnie's life. Father, we thank you for the anointing on his life. Father, you cover him, God. God, you quicken him, God. God, you do a new thing in him, God. Create him a new heart, God. Create him a right spirit of God. Father, sign him to the task. God, you blessed him with wealth. You blessed him with overflow. God, bring him back to that new and wealthy place, oh God. So, Father, we thank you and we love you, God. God, you're amazing. You're mighty. You're awesome, God. God, it's to you we give the praise. We give the honor. We give the glory, God. God, we ask you, God, to do these things. We ask you to do these things, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God. God, Lonnie shall return to his rightful place. Lonnie shall stand up and walk in victory.
victory the way God said. Enlighten it now, God. Do it, God. It's a part of the plan. It's a part of the process. And God, we thank you the more. Father, now, Sister Kim, our prophetess Kim down in Louisiana, go and touch all of Mary's angels. Go and cover her whole family. God, go and send strength. Father, things that she's getting ready to have to encounter, oh God. Father, that there's victory there, oh God. Father, you do the work, God. God, you strengthen, God. You pour out the more, God. God, you cover Sister Kim, oh God. Prophetess Kim has come to a new place in you, God. She's came to a new place in you, oh God. So, Father, we thank you this day that she's arrived at the new place. We thank you this day, God. God, that she's at a new place in you, God. God, that you're covering her family and her home, oh God. Father, I thank you this day. Ah, God, we ask you, God, to look over and touch Evangelist Williams, God. Touch her life, God. Give her strength, God. Continue to watch over. Continue to keep her, God. Continue to give her everything that she needs, oh God. Father, we love you and we bless you and we praise you, oh God. God, for you're doing a mighty and great thing, oh God. Father, we thank you, God, for all of those, God. God, we ask you, God, to touch Evangelist Bernard's sister in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to go in and touch her life now. Give her strength that she needs, oh God. Father, I praise you, God, that all is well. Father, go in the prison, God, right now where her sister is, and send peace, send joy, send happiness, send favor, oh God. Father, for you are going to move. God, you're going to move, God. You're going to open the prison doors. The prison doors have been opened. I'm going to say it. Paul and Silas experience. It's happening right now. That there's a joy there. That there's a peace there. Ah, God, do the unexpected. Oh, God, do this thing, God, this day. Do this thing this day, God. God, release your power, God, to these prayers, to these prayer requests, God. God, to everything that's before you, God, on this week, God. Do it, God, do it, God, do it, God. God, touch me, God. Do a new thing in my spirit, God. Stir up, God, stir up, God, stir up, God. Everything that needs to be done in me, God. God, you continue to quicken, you continue to build, God. You continue, God, to do what needs to be done. Father, for I love you, and I bless you, and I praise you for being that great God that you are. God, we thank you for this time of adoration, this time of worship, this time of praise, oh God. Father, we love you, and we bless you, God, for being a great God. Now, Father, I come to you now. I ask you to go and touch Prophetess King. Touch her family, God. Bless her children. Bless her husband. Bless her home. Bless her family. Bless her mother, oh God. Bless all of those that are around her, oh God. Bless ministry, God. God, do a new thing in her, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that this hour you're raising her up, God. Father, we pray this day, God. God, that you will return strength and virtue back to her body. God, that you will get back everything, God, that she's poured out. God, that you will continue to grow her, God. God, take her deep in your spirit, God. Enlarge her territory and coast, God. Let her be encouraged this day, God, to know that you're satisfied with her work and her will for you, God. Her dedication and commitment to you, God. God, send a special blessing, a special miracle, God, like never before, God. We praise you, God, for where you're taking her, God. We praise you, God, for what you're doing. We praise you, God, because you're great and mighty and awesome. Anamanasa. Oh, God, you bless this network, God. Amanasia. Oh, God, I thank you this day, God. It is well. All is well. All is well. God bless her as she continues to grow. Father, I thank you, God, that strength and virtue has returned. I thank you, God, for what yet you're going to do. Continue to bless her, God. Continue to lead her and guide her. God, order her footsteps for the prayer of the righteous man availeth much, God. And when we stand in you, we stand in your perfect will. Father, I thank you again, God, for the leader of this ministry. God, continue to increase it. Bless those that come, oh God. Father, do what needs to be done. Father, I thank you for Evangelist Anderson that was on here today. I thank you for Barbara Bertique being on here today. I thank you, God, for those that have been supportive to Prophetess King's ministry and being there to strengthen each other. I thank you this day, Father, that they're not left out, God. But God, that you will remember them this day, that you will give them strength this day, that you will pour out for them this day. this day. Father, we thank you, God, for the call in New York, oh God, for everything, God, that you're doing. We thank you, God, for this ministry, God. We thank you for this day, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Father, that we've been made into it for a night, but joy came, and joy is here right now. Father, sprinkle your joy around us, God. Somebody that was feeling down, I feel the joy of the Lord in your spirit. Somebody that was struggling, I feel the joy of the Lord in your spirit. I feel God releasing to you right now. I feel God doing it in your life right now. I feel God doing it in your life right now. Father, we thank you and we bless you the more because you're great, you're mighty, you're awesome, God. Oh, God, do it, Lord, do it. God, we need some results, God. God, we're seeking you for answers, God. We're needing some results, God, in this time. God, you do it now. God, we're asking now, God, you to do it, Father. Father, we're asking you, God. We're asking you, Father. Oh, God, I thank you this day for this time. Father God, you continue to bless. 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 Hamasia. Avengers Bernard, I have to say this to you. The Lord says that he is getting ready to blow your mind with what he's about to do because he said, I have not forgotten you. He said, I have not forgotten you, and there's many things that you have in front of me on this day. There's many things that you have in front of me. And the Lord said, I'm going to move. I'm going to move. I'm going to move. I'm going to move in this time. I'm going to move in this time. I'm going to move in this time.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
I'm going to move in this hour, said God, for this is the time I'm going to do great things for you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
This is the time that I'm going to do great things for you. The Lord said that as the thing hits you like a bombshell, I strategically designed it this way for so many things to happen during this time. And he said, you haven't even been sharing with people the storms that you've been going through. But God said to tell you that the storm is over. He said your shipwreck came, but he said you made it to dry land. He said to stand there on dry land and to smile. He said, smile in the midst of it all. But you made it to dry land. And it's your time of victory. It's your time of victory, and there's nothing that's going to stop into this season. You can't even stop it if you wanted to. You couldn't stop this even if you wanted to.
Lord, I bless you today, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I say to you that this is your time. I say to you, don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed because this is the time that God is going to do the more. He's going to show forth his glory in you. He said, I'm yet pruning you. And so in this time that he's pruning you, let him continue to pluck off. Let him continue to put you together because what he's getting ready to do is going to literally blow your mind. So you just got to stand still a little bit, but that storm, it just hit. It just, you were like Job. You had something to hit you back to back to back. It was like after one thing came, here came another, here came another, here came another. And I haven't spoke to you, but I know I hear God. And God said, because you sustained the storm, the victory is here. And the victory is here right now. I say this to you, Papa the Sphinx, Mother Sphinx, I say this to you, that greater is coming. I say to you that the miracles of God is released on your life. I say to you that the enemy is mad because you've got people anchored and ready and the people that are fighting and the people are learning what warfare is and they're learning to fight back. They're learning to kick. They're learning to go. They're learning to not to take a punch, kick a lick, and keep on ticking. And so the enemy is mad at you. So he decides to try to come and pick apart some of the things that are going on. But he said there's a giant in the land. There's a giant slayer. You have a son by the name of David. There's going to be a giant slayer that's going to slay giants the same way David slew Goliath. The Lord said he's going to be a giant slayer. So the Lord said to tell you in this season, hold fast and watch what I do. He said stop worrying in this time and in this era because he will, because I am God and I know and I'm the author and finisher of his faith that he shall do the work of the Lord. He shall be a giant slayer. He shall put demons to flight. The same way his father did, he shall put demons to flight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anamasia. Oshabana Saya. Itabo Saya Manasia. Ushamana Saya. Utamana Masaya Banasia. Ushamana Saya. Ushamana Saya. Humana Saya Banasaya. Oh, my God, today. Oh, my God, today. Evangelist Williams, I'm telling you. What God is beginning you, God is processing you for yet the next level of where he's taking you, the next level of where he's journeying you to, the next level of where God is perfecting the vision. The Lord said in this hour, write the vision the more. Write the vision the more. Give me what you want to do. Give me what you desire. He said finances you have not seen yet, but he said the finances are getting ready to unpour unto you, unto your ministry and the things that God is doing. He said, I promise you some things, and some things are about to manifest. Some things are about to manifest, said the Lord God. Some things are about to manifest. Oh, my God, today. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, God, let me out of this realm. Oh, my God. Minister Mims, the Lord says that this has been thrown in your court. The Lord said to tell you to go in warfare during this season. Go in this warfare in this season of your life. Go in warfare and take back what the enemy has tried to steal from your family. For the Lord said, I have put the assignment on you. There's nobody else that can pray this breakthrough but you. You've got to continue to seek my face and you got to continue to watch them. And the Lord said, you cannot be shy in this season of thee. You got to let them know what I built you up to. You got to let them know because I see them linking with you. I see a transformation. I see people coming from the north to the south. I see God doing this thing, and I know this is not what you want because you want to be in the south on your own. Let everybody else stay north. But God said the transition of what I'm doing in your life, that I'm going to manifest. I'm going to allow your family to transcend down where you are, and I'm going to begin to allow the anointing of God to change them and them to learn to walk in the calling. They're going to sit in ministry with you. They're going to walk in ministry with you. The Lord said, hold fast during this time because I'm God and I wish to do something in your life. Prophetess Kim, the Lord is going to do some amazing things in your family. The Lord said to go today when you and your sister get together and pray. He said, in the midst of prayer, I'm going to do a breakthrough. I'm going to do a miracle. I'm going to do a miracle. I'm going to do a miracle for you guys. There's a release. Amen. There's a release of financial blessings. There's a release of harvest. There's a release of power. There's a release of prosperity. God's going to do a brand new thing amongst all the Mary's angels. God said, y'all continue to be faithful to me. Continue to serve me. Continue to walk with me. Continue to keep your heart pure and clean. But God said, this is the hour that I shall reign supreme in your life. This is the hour that I shall raise you up like never before. This is the hour. This is the hour. This is why I have you doing things. This is why I have you moving. He said, you dared to move. I remember you told me that the first time that I preached a message on Evangelist Bernard's It was, I'm, when I move, you move just like that. And God said, you have, ever since then, you've been following me. Every time I say move, you move. Every time I say shift, you shift. God has said, because you've been faithful to me, he said, I only can be faithful to you. He said, I only can pour out my hand of blessing to you. I only can open up doors for you. He said, there was a door you've been trying to get open. And he said, this day the door has been opened. He said, the door has been released and it's open. I'm not sorry. He said, on the door, there's no man that can come through the door. There's nobody that can enter through this door but you. Ah, my son. There's not a welcome mat there for nobody else. But you are entering in this door. And he's closed some doors. He said, I put down some chapters in your life. He said, the spirit of depression is not of you. He said, the spirit of lack is not of you. The spirit of envy is not of you. He said, but I'm taking you to a new and wealthy place. So this
thank
is the
you,
hour
thank
that I plan
you,
to do greater
you.
Things in your life.
Thank you.
Now,
Lord,
now
is
the time.
Oh, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
I say to
yes,
all the people of God on today that God is moving on our behalf.
Yes,
Evangelist Bernard, I didn't mean to go on the way I did, but I just felt the anointing of God.
That's all right. Hallelujah. Time is on God's side. Hallelujah. It's all right.
I want us to know in this time, when we come together, we got to come together in strength. The more, because God is trying to get us to get a clue, and the clue is not about me and it's not about you. You know, it's something strategic to where the Bible says, "Come as you are." But you know, we understand that we want to give God our best and we want to look our best and everything else. But it's something just coming to God as an empty child, pour it out. I don't even think that it goes back to your clothes. I think it goes back to coming as you are. Whatever's going on in your spirit, man, whatever you're dealing with, come on and bring it. Come on and bring it so I can clear it out, so I can move it, so I can transcend it, so I can do something different in it. God is wanting to do that in this season of our life, but I promise you that he is granting our prayers. Why? Because we dare to trust him. But why? Because we dare to just understand who he is. That's why God is taking us back to prayer, because he's trying to get us to understand that without prayer life, some of the things, you can't live off somebody else's prayer life. Some people are out of gas and need somebody to bring them some gas. Always, you know, if you run out of gas, you got to get to the gas station and get some gas in the car before it'll run. Some people have just totally ran out of gas. Some people are totally ran out of gas, and they ran out of gas because they didn't seek the face of God like they should. They didn't chase it after God the way they should. In this hour, we got to chase it after God the more. But I'm going to close down. I feel the anointing of God the more, but I don't want to belay the time. But I do pray strength and virtue into you, Prophetess King. And I do want you to know, Evangelist Bernard, that because you've endured and because you stood the test, God is now going to do the rest. Hear what I said? Because you endured the test, now God is going to do the rest. So only thing you got to do is sit back now and watch. God said because the weight has been heavy now. So it's been heavy for you to do ministry because it's been heavy. And the Lord said to tell you this day, take your mind off people. Don't worry about folk. He said they didn't understand me, so how they going to understand you? The anointed, the anointing in us moves different every time because we're not being controlled by ourselves. We're being controlled by God. So he said, just take your mind off, folks. Don't worry about it. Just do my ministry. You know what I told you to set in place. You tell people you don't need no ideas. You don't need to know how to make it better and what you can do. Only thing you need is God's plan and vision that he gave you. Execute the plan, said the Lord. Execute my plan. My will for your life. You don't need no ideas. Everything is fine because one thing about it is if he wanted us to think about numbers and about people, he would have said, when a multitude of people get together, I'm in the midst. But he said, if two or three come together in my name, I'll be in the midst of you. So God has set you up for a blessing, for a miracle. So this is the time for you to receive everything that God has for your life. And I'm excited to know you in this season. And I've told the people of God, Evangelist Bernard, and this is just a little secret of mine and the people that I be telling that's around me and people who I love, and you one of those people who I can say I love your spirit and love what you have, and you just have a love for people because when I met you, you took me for who I was in God and not for needing a million people to call you and say, this man, an apostle, he preached and da-da-da-da-da, let's check him out, and because you got people in the Carolinas and you got people everywhere, but it was just like, okay, if this is what God is saying, let's move with what God say. When I move, when God say move, I move. So I move just like God say move. But I've been telling people that, Evangelist Bernard, that in this season, while your haters are around you and hating on you, the only thing you got to do is just sit back and say, if you don't believe me, just watch me. Only thing you got to do is watch how God is going to bless me. Watch how God is going to press the miracle. Watch how God is going to send the people. Watch how God is going to do the miracle. Watch how God is going to open this door. Watch how God is going to close this door. Watch how God is going to do it. If you don't believe me, if you don't believe me, just watch me. That's all. That's all.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hey, glory to God. I want you all to pray for Evangelist to feel it too. I told you all she was in the hospital, and God blessed her. Don't forget about her. Call her name out. Hallelujah. She's on this prayer list, and we're going to add this list up. Amen. So we just thank God.
You said
God
Sister
for
who? Phillips? Is it Phillips you said?
Yeah, Evangelist Sharon Phillips.
Okay, yes. Because we learned about the news of her the other morning on her way to the hospital. Yes, Father, in Jesus' name, God, we ask you, God, to go there now, transcend, God. Father, you know the extent of the surgery that was done, God, that is taking place. We ask you, God, to heal the body, strengthen the body. God, we ask you to go in, God, and feel, God. Feel that God with healing virtue, God, like only you can send. Send strength to the body. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. She's more than a conqueror, oh God. Father, for we know, God, that you guided the hands of the surgeon. God, that you moved in the surgery. And God, we ask the more, God, that you would continue to do what you do best, and that's to cover us and keep us. But Father, we keep her lifted up before you. We call out her name now. Ah, we ask, God, that you would touch her life. Go to the hospital now. Touch her in the name of Jesus. When she come out, her praise will be stronger. When she come out, her report, the testimony, the praise report shall be stronger. And we count it all joy. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That is Bernard.
Yes.
I wanted to say to you that, but what just came in my spirit, that it's a thing called my time. And you just got to continue to tell yourself every day, it's my time.
Wow. Woo, Lord, I bless you.
I don't let anybody get me off track. I don't let nobody get me upset. I don't let nobody frustrate me about ministry, what they think about my ministry or anything. I just say it's my time. It's my time for what? To be used by God. To be used by God. I don't got to brag on my ministry and say, oh, for my ministry to blossom, for me to have a million, for me to do, I just say it's my time, God. It's my time. It's my time. You know, it's just like a little kid standing in line waiting to get ride a ride or something at the fair. You know, everybody's just ready to say, it's my turn. I need to get through there. It's my turn. Or you tell some kids to share something and you give it to them and this one has it for a minute and that one has to get it. You know, it's my time, God. I'm right here, Father. I just want to be used by you. It's my time.
Lord Jesus, hallelujah.
Well, we thank you. I'm going to remember that. It is my time. Hallelujah. And as it's my time, I give all of my time to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle Johnson. We bless God for you on today. We bless God for the work of your hands. We bless God for you imparting a right now word. We bless you for intercession. We bless you for intercession. We bless you for everything that you have offered unto God and to his people. God bless you. We love you, Mother Faith. And as I say, Mother Faith and Evangelist Priscilla was not able to hear your prophecy and who? No, she's still on. But you can go back into the archives and listen to these messages in its entirety. Amen. So we'll see you on tomorrow for the next 2 days of training. Amen. And even Provoke Friday, we will continue on with intercessory prayer. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. We're going to close out with Dear God by Smoking Awful. Be able to let the song minister to you. Fine, if not, God bless you all. Have a Jesus day. Thank you again, Prophet King. God
You're welcome.
You. Amen. Hallelujah.
It feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit. I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much, I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen and all the more. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord. for my life. I realized some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones who lost my way. And there were times, Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Oh, but I'm still here, oh, with my life. So thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hope for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, no, it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for, thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you brought me through. Thank you for. I know it was you, God. I just wanna take the time to say thank you, Jesus. For my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for my
life. God bless you all. Have a Jesus day. We'll see you tomorrow with Mother's Faith. Love you.